Hey, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we're going over a list of principles that were created by Benjamin Birnbaum and posted to LinkedIn. Now, he is a co-founder of an infrastructure company, and he said these are operating principles that he has written to try and keep himself grounded, but also for him to review and try and live by and challenge himself. And so when he looks at this list, there's some things that he might be doing well. There might be some areas that he needs to do better. There might be some things that he's going to adjust so that his principles kind of keep him focused on what the big picture is and really to help push him forward in his life. Now, if you don't know what principles are, he defines it basically here as a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation for a system of belief or behavior or for a chain of reasoning. So it's kind of, it's what keeps you grounded. It's the foundation or the belief of what keeps you moving forward. And that doesn't mean there's no structure. There can be structure here. And it gives you reminders and it gives you principles to push yourself into different areas, and it might be uncomfortable at times. It might be something that you might look at and go, you know, I just can't live by this. But in the end, these are principles that he's found to work for him, and it could be something that works for you too. Now, I don't have, you know, I haven't asked him if I can share any of these, so I'm not going to share them all because I do think that some of them are probably a little more personal. But he did share them on LinkedIn, so I look at that as being open to anybody and everybody. And I'm not making any money off of this anyway, so I look at this as an opportunity to share something with my kids to get them kind of thinking about how do I want to live? What are my principles going to be? You know, we try to instill in ourselves that we're going to be good people and we're going to be honest and we're going to, you know, be show humility and be trusting and all of those things, which some of those items are included in this list. But we just don't know until we start writing down our principles or thinking about things that are going to make a difference in our lives. So Mr. Birnbaum has about 25 of these. There's a few others who've piped in with some other options and ideas and suggestions. But again, I'm not going to hit all of these. There's 25 in his list. I'm going to hit just a few of them just because, again, I didn't get permission to do this. And I think that some of these are a little personal. But his first one, it's pretty interesting. It says, givers get lucky more often. And I think what he means by that is it's better to give than to receive. It truly is. When you give something without anybody, you know, giving anything back to you, or you not expecting anything back, you tend to feel good about yourself. We see that it's good health-wise and mentally to give rather than to receive. And, you know, if you're giving your time, you're giving your money, you're giving your wisdom or knowledge, and you're not expecting anything in return, it is a way of putting good vibes out into the world. And it makes you feel good. Another one, number two, he says, don't say no to things that haven't been offered to you. How many times have we had somebody coming up to us and go, I need a favor, and right away we go, no. We don't even know what that favor is. We don't even know what they're going to ask us. It could be something small. It could be something that could be beneficial to both of you. It could be something that might make you feel good. So, you know, you got to find out what actually it is. And if you don't fully understand what that thing is, you need to ask questions. Another one, being different gets you further than being the best or the smartest. Sometimes the smartest people in the room really aren't the smartest people in the room. Sometimes it's thinking a little bit differently. Sometimes it's somebody who comes up with ideas or suggestions on how to do something or a product or a service that could be offered that is a little bit different than the status quo or different than the norm. And that's okay. Sometimes that gets you a little bit further ahead because somebody might sit up and go, hey, that guy or that gal, they have some pretty good ideas. And it's not normal. So let's try it. So being different gets you further sometimes. I like this one. How do you know where the line is if you don't go over it sometimes? We can live inside of a box and we can do everything safe and by the book all the time. But sometimes we might have to go outside of those lines. Sometimes we might have to push that envelope a little bit. Maybe we need to scare ourselves a little bit in taking a chance on something. But how would you know if you're going over the line until you actually go over it? It's an interesting colloquialism that you might want to look up, especially for my kids, if you're interested in learning more a little bit about that. Comfort is where careers and lives go to die. Get outside of that comfort zone. Try some new things. I look at my life and my jobs haven't always been the most comfortable. And yet when I got comfortable, that's when things started going south. Keep learning, keep striving, ask questions, try new things. And you never know what's going to happen. I like this one also. The fewer words you use, the more people will listen to you. You don't have to be a talker. You need to sometimes stop and let other people listen, or other people talk, and you listen. I think of it like the late night shows, that we watch The Tonight Show, or we watch Late Night, or we watch any of those evening shows, and really, when we watch them, the interviewer tends to talk more than the person being interviewed. That doesn't make any sense. You actually will get more people watching if you're letting the person being interviewed talk. Let them explain what it is they're there to promote. Or maybe they've got some interesting stories. But you got to stop and listen once in a while. I like this one also. No one has ever regretted getting off of their couch and working out. How many times do you have people go, I really should go to the gym. I really should go for a walk. I should really go for a bike ride. And then they just sit there all night watching TV and eating food. What if they actually got up off their couch and worked out? Most of the time people come home and they're like, yeah, I really wish I would do that more often. That really felt good. Getting out, it clears your mind. It strengthens your body. It really does wonders for your physical being. I like this one also. Ooze humility. If you don't know what oozing is, it's that gooiness of creepiness of that's probably not a good way to explain it. But be human. Show humility. Is basically what this is saying. And when we talk about humility, it's, knowing that there are, any given day, somebody can beat you in a sport. Any given day, somebody might have a great idea that maybe they take some of what you've created and they make it a little bit better. But show humility. It really is a good principle to live by. Another one is keep it real. If you wait for the right words or the right moment, you'll never find either of them. And that's kind of a good one also to live by. If you've got something you want to do, go do it. If you wait for the right time, the right moment, the right words, it's going to pass you by and you're going to miss your chance. I've done that many times in my life and I've regretted some of them. Unfortunately, I can't go back to change that moment or change that time. So we sit here and try to figure out what's the next idea that's going to come to mind. And truly, I think about this podcast. I thought about doing one for years And when I finally decided to do it, it was, let's just jump right in. Let's see if we can find our voice. Let's see if we can give you some episodes. And we have, this has been creating a lot more than I ever expected and for many more years than I expected. So don't wait for those right words or that right moment, because you're never gonna accomplish anything if you do. Giving someone else transparency about your own weaknesses builds trust. Trust is very helpful. Sometimes you have to just put yourself out there. Sometimes you have to take down your guard and just let people know your weaknesses. And eventually, that trust is built. Now, it's going to be hard to do, and you should be very careful on when you do it. But those people who do put down their guard and show that weakness, a lot of times, whoever they're talking to, it can really be a benefit to both of you. Budget. I like that one word, budget. Thinking about your money. You know, you only have so many years on this earth. Make sure you save some of your earnings. Make sure that you invest some money into things that are going to grow your net worth, because at some point you won't have a job, you might have expenses, maybe you have a health issue down the line. You got to have some money. And so when you budget, you are taking in a certain dollar value in your paycheck every week or every month or every year, however you're getting paid. Make sure you're not spending more than you make first off, and make sure that you're putting some money away. And when you do those things, it makes a difference. Another good one is care about values, not about things. Think about that. The stuff that you get in your life, it's not going to last. So if you talk more about the values that you hold and the people that you have in your lives, maybe your value is family and spending time with family. Maybe it's enjoying animals. Maybe it's walking in nature. It's not always about the things and the stuff that you have. So having a fancy car or having clothes, all that stuff eventually goes away, and it goes away a lot faster than most people think. But if you value people and places and experiences, those things will last a lifetime. Another good one, believe that people have good intentions until they give you a reason not to. Try and give people the benefit of the doubt that maybe they're having a bad day and tomorrow's going to be better. Maybe they're talking to you about how to raise kids. Maybe they're talking to you about how to spend your money or where you need to live or what kind of job you need to have. Believe that their intentions are good until you find out that maybe they weren't so good. But I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I like the last one here. It's respectful to be on time. It's even more respectful to be on time and prepared. So if you're on time, we've talked about this before, being 5 minutes early to a meeting or to a practice, having your equipment on and ready to go, being in your seat at the time the meeting starts, it's a benefit and shows respect to everybody. And if you were supposed to do something, maybe you were to create a report, or maybe you were supposed to pull some information for the meeting, or maybe you were leading, some part of your practice, be prepared. Have your field set up. Have your meeting prepared. Have your technology working if you're giving a speech. It's those types of things. Have that all prepared and ready to go so that you're not wasting other people's time. One that I put in here was surround yourself with people who push you, ask honest questions, and those people who cheer you on. Now, you're going to be selective in who those people are that you're going to include in your circle, because not everybody is good at any of them. You're going to find some people who are really good at pushing you, or you're going to find people who are inquisitive and ask you a lot of questions, and then you're going to find those cheerleaders. You need those types of people in your life because of the fact that you're going to need somebody to push you when you can't push yourself. You're going to need somebody to ask questions to go, is this really the process? Is this really the pathway that you want to go? Is this really how you want to handle whatever situation is coming down the line? And they might ask some probing questions about what's going on. And then you need that cheerleader, that person who's going to be behind you no matter what. And hopefully all three of these people are that type of person, because obviously they're in your circle. But you also need to understand your parents are that way. In most cases, parents are there to cheer you on. They want to see you succeed. They want to see you learn and be the best that you can possibly be. So understand that. And then the last one, and then I'll call it a day for this episode. But character and values, those are who you are. And they are more important than the reputation, which a reputation is only what people perceive you are. So if you see somebody driving a fancy car or wearing, you know, a fancy suit or a fancy dress, they may, or you see pictures on their social media that they've gone on trips, that doesn't mean that's who they are. The perception is that they are well-to-do, that they have it all together, that they have their life all figured out. When the reality is their character and their values may show something in totally, totally different. So for my kids and for all of you out there listening, remember, your character, who you are, is much more important than what other people perceive you as. And in the end, you have no control over how they're going to perceive you and how they're going to think of you. And really, in the end, you shouldn't care, because as long as you're being who you are, that's most important. Be true to yourself. And with that, I thank you for listening to another episode. I appreciate you hanging in there. This was a long list. There was more on this list that thankfully I didn't get to. There were more ideas and suggestions that were given in the notes. But I think this is a pretty good list. So live by your principles and know that your principles are going to need modification from time to time, little tweaking here and there. But your principles should be your principles. And in the end, be who you are. Thanks for listening. Take care.